Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Caitlin, with whom I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Cynthia Stevens, and this is customer support for whom?
So we're a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products and multiple companies.
Okay, well, my problem is that I have found two charges on my checking account, and I have been quarantined during this time, so I don't know how they could have the transactions could have even taken place. So I'm trying to figure out who this is and what it's about.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. Can I first start off by getting some information from you so I can see if I can help you in any way?
Sure.
So can you give me the zip code of the card that's being charged?
40220.
And your first and last name?
Cynthia Stephen, Stephen.
And can I get you to verify your address that we have on file?
Well, I wouldn't know what you have on file.
So 2948.
I know my address.
Are you affiliated with the 2948 Rio Rita Avenue?
I am.
Okay. So it looks like you paid $7.95 for a Pulse oximeter. What that is a free gift that you pay the shipping cost of that $7.95. That's a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club, and each month you are charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, and that's what the $54.97 is for.
The $54.97 is for what?
To be enrolled in our Factory Direct Savings Store.
Okay, I didn't enroll in any Factory Direct Savings Store, and I haven't received any kind of, you said, $125 gift card?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be in your emails, and you were automatically enrolled whenever you purchased the Pulse Oximeter for $7.95. It's stated in the terms and conditions that you'd be enrolled.
I don't recall seeing that anywhere either. I know what a pulse oximeter is, but I thought that I carefully read that so-called free gift, and I did not see anything in there that was enrolling me in any kind of program, especially not for any type of fee. And the interesting thing about it is that you all have billed me in two totally different ways, and I'm not understanding how you billed me on a debit card in one way and then billed me on my checking account in another way.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So both charges were both on a Visa ending in 3141.
Well, that's not how it's showing up in my account. But anyway, what I will need to do is talk to my bank and find out about reversing this and taking care of this whole thing, because I don't know what you all are talking about.
Okay, so what I can do for you is I can issue you back a full refund on $54.97 against you canceled out, so you won't be billed any further.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Okay, so you'll see that refund in your banking account within 3 to 5 business days. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, I would.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So give me one moment while it processes. Okay, so the cancellation code is going to be C2588.
C2588 1-5-0-6-2. Okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Caitlin.
Okay. And what company did you say this was?
So
you said you were a third-party marketing company or something like that?
So we're a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products and multiple companies. So the company that you were dealing with is called Pulse Oximeter.
Okay, I thought that was an item.
Yes, and we're the company that is what we're called as Pulse Oximeter. The company that you ordered for is called Pulse Oximeter. that distributes.
And the item that I supposedly purchased
is a pulse oximeter.
So the company has the same name as the item.
Yes, ma'am, because that's what they ship out, is pulse oximeters.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Okay, and so the $7.95 will still remain on my account because you all are shipping this item? Is that what I'm expecting, you're saying to me?
Yes, ma'am, it got shipped out.
It did get shipped out? And
yes, ma'am,
it got
shipped out on the 24th of January.
Well, I will watch for it because I haven't received anything in the mail.
Yes, ma'am. So it'll
UPS or the Postal Service or...
So it'll take at least 3 to 4 days to get to you once it's shipped out.
I thought you just said it was shipped out.
Yes, it got shipped out on the 24th, so allow it 3 to 4 days to arrive to you.
Okay, so tomorrow, the next day, or whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
I will watch for that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you, and I will watch for this cancellation as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.